We will get started in just a minute. I've got to go lock the front door. There was one other person booked, so I was kind of hanging out. But he's not here. So can someone press admit for me? Do you mind? Can anyone let Kay into the room that knows how to admit someone? Anyone know how to use Zoom? See that little thing at the top of the screen, the little blue button? Thank you. Lights are coming on. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for doing that. Morning out there. I can see you well. Megan, I met you once, right, so far? Welcome back. Good to see you. Have a great class. Marie, I've met you, right? Have I met you once or twice? Great. Can you remind me where you are?
Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach. Okay, great. Welcome back. All right, Patty, I know you well. Kay, Larry, and Angela go way back. Hi, everybody in the room. Glad you could make it. All right, let's begin with pranayama, deep breathing. Lynn, I'm so happy you're here today. Welcome. All right. Lynn's going to join us for the floor postures, but she's warming up until then. All right, hands underneath the chin, please. Knuckles underneath the chin throughout the breathing exercise. Legs and feet together, body weight all the way back to your heels. The other thing that you keep throughout is the stomach in. So hold it in. Swallow a couple of times, focus in front, and begin, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows slowly lift. That's it. Elbows on the first one, just go straight up towards the ceiling, full lungs. Exhale, breathing, head goes up. Open your mouth pretty wide. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Bring your hands together, thumbs crossing, elbows touch. Inhale, lift and separate the elbows. At the same pace, you bring your chin down. Now breathe in so much, you see the rib cage expanding. Exhale, breathing, good air. Keep the chest, center of the chest, breastbone, and upper back lifting towards the ceiling. Elbows come together. Inhale, elbows separate and lift, bring the chin down. Maximum body weight to the heels, inner thighs pressed together. Good, Colleen. Exhale, breathing, stand up tall. Lift up your chest, but let the shoulders drop and relax completely. Elbows touch each other. Inhale, one. Two, three, halfway, four, five, keep breathing in right up until six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four. Keep the weight all the way to the heels, elbows come together. Inhale again by the throat. Towards the end of the inhale, rib cage visibly expanding. Breathe in more, everybody, more and more. Exhale, breathing, one, mouth open, two, good sound, Ellen, three, four, keep it steady, five, all the way until six, elbows touch, inhale, head down. Maintain maximum body weight to the heels, so lean the whole body back, suck in your stomach, elbows up. Exhale, breathing, elbows stay high as you bring them forward. Good shoulders, Tanya. Slowly the hands come together, cross your thumbs, elbows touch. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, two, stand up tall, three, four, look for the back wall, five, six, inhale again, head down. Now the more you suck in the stomach and the more you breathe in, the more the rib cage will expand. Exhale, breathing, head goes up. And when you learn how to expand the rib cage in various ways, different positions happen, you'll use more of your lungs. Inhale, head down. Try to bring in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale, totally steady. Exhale, breathing, same on the exhale, removing the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale, elbows touch. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, two, three, look way back, four, five, six. Inhale, head down, a few more in the first set. Keep the body weight to the heels, inner thighs pressing together, full lungs. Good, exhale, breathing, push the chin slowly back. Hips just a little forward without backward bending at the waistband, hips and thighs contract. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, chin resists, three, four, drop the shoulders, five, six, one more, please inhale, head down. Complete depression of the abdominal wall, but maximum expansion of the rib cage. Nice, Elaine. Exhale, breathing. Stand up so tall, chest up. Let the shoulders drop down more. Elbows come forward. Exhale completely. Elbows touch. All right, that's enough. Arms down by your sides. I have the 12 Days of Yoga Challenge cards. Most of you have one. If you don't have one yet and you want to make one, oh, Lynn, they're so fun. I have so many fun stickers. If you want to make a little 12 Days of Yoga card with stickers. You can take it home if you want even. Okay, you could do it. All right, second set, everyone. Interlace fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Now, a little pressure between the chin and knuckles is going to help you just perceive chin and knuckles together. Ideally, they don't slip. There's no gap. All right, stand up nice and tall. Let's begin again. Inhale, looks good, Shamina. Elbows slowly lift up. Inner thighs press together, weight on the heels, breathe in so much. Good, now exhale, breathing. Keep the upper back and chest lifted at the breastbone, but let the shoulders drop. That's getting better, Colleen, elbows together. Inhale, head down. So tremendous amount of lift right from the center here. You can imagine the front and back being lifted up. Now exhale, keep it lifted right at the chest and the upper back, as if someone's picking you up, but you're doing it with your own strength. Good, Ellen, inhale, one, head down, two, three, stomach in, four, five, weight stays on the heels, six. Nice, Kathy, exhale, one, two, suck in your stomach, three, especially the lower part, four, five, look all the way back, six, inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, elbows stretch to the ceiling, six, exhale, one, looks good, Megan, two, three, let the shoulders drop, four, right away, five, good, Patty, six, elbows touch, again, inhale, head down, Marie, very good. Arms, yep. Now armpits stretch up, everybody. Legs squeeze together, Larry. Hold it. Exhale, breathing. So keep the elbows high as they come forward. The shoulders drop and relax. Use your extra strength to exhale. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Chin pushes down into the fingers, six. Exhale, one. Push the chin, two, with your fingers, three, four. The chin resists, five, so you have pressure there, six. Again, please, inhale. Try to move the head the same amount on each of the six counts. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, three, eyeballs back, four. Look for the back wall, five, six. Inhale, move your arms the same amount on each of the six counts. All the way, stretch everything up towards the ceiling. Nice, Tanya. Exhale, one, two, three. Look way back, four, chest up, five, upper back stays lifted, six. Two more in the second set. Inhale, breathing. So center of the chest and center of the upper back. Pick them up all the way to the ceiling. Keep them up there. Good, Patty. Exhale. So there's no leaning back. Nothing drops or collapses. Upper back and breastbone lift and lift and lift. Last one. Inhale, head down. Learning how to use the muscles of decompression of the spine, expansion of the rib cage. Very good. Exhale, breathing. Now make sure the end of the exhale is the strongest part of it. Use a little extra power. Exhale completely. Elbows touch. Okay, that's good. Arms down by your sides. It's hard to say what muscles are more important than other muscles, but the muscles of the breathing and the muscles of keeping your spine nice and tall, I definitely put in the top two. Okay, those two sets, sets of muscles that are very, very important. Okay, so breathing by the nose. Now let's start the postures. Take a nice deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Go ahead, inhale, stretch up, and then right and left, a little warm up for half moon pose. When you come up through the center, squeeze, get a nice tight grip. You can imagine pulling your own self up towards the ceiling. You can reach, pull, whatever word helps, but the point is your hands are going further up, away from the heels, and a little to the right, a little to the left, both sides of the body stretching out. All right, you can come back up now, stop in the middle. Lean the maximum body weight to the heels. Hips forward means the back of the hips or butt cheeks push forward, at the same time suck in your stomach. Bring your arms back and chin up so the body's in a nice straight line from the side. Now take one more deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling, slowly bend your upper body to the right in an absolutely straight line from the side view and without bending the elbows, without bending the knees. Immediately push your hips to the left so you create Wonderful. Opening, stretching, many, many things happening. Many things stretching on the left side of the body, every layer from the bones all the way out to the skin. And then you hold still, maintaining normal breathing. Make sure the weight stays to the heels and the stomach is in. Take a nice deep breath in. So eventually you perceive the movement of your breathing at all moments in the posture, but the stillness of everything else. As you come down a little bit more, keep your left hip forward so both hips stay in one line parallel to the mirror. Then right shoulder comes forward and stretches out underneath a little bit. Come down, push, suck in your stomach, push, reach over to the right side, push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Keep the chin lifted so your neck is visible and the mirror arms back. Hips forward, weight on the heels. Now one more inhale, go up, try to touch the ceiling and over to the left. At the exact same time, push your hips to the right. Maintaining everything you started with is usually more challenging than a bend to the left. Everyone can just somehow bend, right, to the left, but if you keep the body weight to the heels, it increases initially the challenge, but it increases the benefit much more than the challenges increase. So come down a little more, suck in your stomach. Pay attention to the movement, the inhale or the exhale, one or the other, always happening, nice and smooth. Come down a little more, keeping the body weight to the heels. Good, you can bring the whole chest, Ellen, up and forward a little bit more so there's no leaning back happening. Imagine the breastbone as close to the mirror as the belly button, and the belly button is sucking in. All right, come down a little more, left shoulder forward, just a touch, Tanya, that's good with the lower body, left shoulder forward. Little bit more. That's it. Come down, push. Suck in your stomach, push. Hips to the right side, push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Backward bending is next. Take a nice deep breath, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back. Look for the floor behind you. So you look for something, even if it's the wall, that's fine. And now bring your arms back towards your ears, but you keep looking further. So there's a certain acceptance. This is as far as I can see, but at the same time, you're trying to see just a tiny bit more. Push your upper body back. Try to touch the wall behind you. So you notice, okay, here's what I can see right now. Can I just a little bit tip the chin back, eyeballs back, reach back. Now take a nice deep breath. On the exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Looks very good, Megan. Now weight stays to the heels. Hips forward. Push your upper body back. Go and point, touch at what you're looking at. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly you can come forward. Bend your knees if needed. Suck in your stomach always on anything other than backward bending and savasana. So that means any forward bend stomach. And go ahead with the warm-up. Bend the right knee, then the left, right, left, right, left if you need it. Breathing still, normal. All right, grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. The breathing always normal training in this class. Go ahead, Padmasana. Pull on the heels, stretch the upper body down. Both quickly and in the long run affects your nervous system and the stress levels in the body because we're doing challenging things in a challenging environment, but breathing calmly. The priority of breathing normally is at the top, at the same level as the postures themselves. Pull on the heels, slowly, gently push your knees back to create a tremendous stretch all over underneath the backside of the body, coccyx to the forehead, coccyx to the toes. Roll forward so the body weighs more to the toes. That looks very good, Ellen. Bring your elbows towards the wall behind you. Pull on the heels. That's better stillness. Eric, push your knees back just a little bit so you can hold at the limit. Roll forward. Touch your face on the shins. One more pull on the heels. Push the knees back. Change, please. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers. Arms up first, then the head, then the upper back. Arms down by your sides. Very nice. Stand tall. Shoulders relaxed. Body weight on the heels. All right, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. All at once, take a deep breath, suck in your stomach, try to touch the ceiling, bend to the right, push your hips to the left, maintaining body weight on the heels. Always checking, can I get any more body weight to the heels? Two butt cheeks push forward and stomach in. This will keep the lower body in the straight line from the side, and when you get that, the hips, pelvis, right, thighs, lower abdomen, lower spine, then everything else above it has a better chance for an even side bend. Right shoulder, that's good, Tanya. That's just the right amount. So that your two armpits are the same distance to the mirror, and then you try to pull the hands over to the right a little bit so both armpits end up stretching. Come down five, suck in your stomach, four, three. Little more weight to the heels, Kay, if you can. Lean back, one. Yes, there you go. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, everybody, chin up a little more. Angela, if you can. Good. Inhale, stretch up and over to the left. Push your hips to the right. The challenge of maximum body weight on the heels is it sort of forces, right? There's force involved, forces more muscles to contract appropriately in the posture. So initially it feels like, oh my gosh, this is harder. It's harder to breathe. It's taking more. But ultimately it's giving you more, because when you contract the appropriate muscles in the posture, then the muscles of the posture that are intended to relax can relax. And you'll actually release a tremendous amount of tension. That looks great, Patty. I want two armpits the same distance to the mirror, two hips the same distance to the mirror. Now, when you inhale, squeeze the palms and reach. Pull your hands over to the left. Exhale, now push your whole pelvis another inch to the right. Hold it. Good. Inhale, breathe in, come up. These look great, everyone. Take a nice deep breath. Drop your head back. So I want you to drop the head back and get some nice, smooth breathing happening. All right? And then keep it going. Push your hands up and over the face and back past your head, past the face, towards the wall behind you. Remember, the normal breathing just as important as your backward bend. So little by little, push your upper body back, just fraction of an inch by fraction of an inch by width of an eyelash. You just go back a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Now on your exhale, push your hips forward. Push the stomach forward. That looks great, Marie. Push the chin back. Push your hands back. Go and touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up. Take a deep breath. First, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Second, your stomach. Go ahead forward. Keep your chin away from the chest and your arms with your ears. Try to keep the arms glued with the head until the floor is there, kind of in your way. If you need the warm-up, go ahead. Please bend one knee at a time. Right, left, right, left. As soon as you can, please grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side, elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles. Pull continuously to stretch your upper body down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the shins, eyes open. So you're looking right at the legs. Pull on the heels, push your knees back, slowly, very gently. Total backside of the body stretching. Now, when you exhale, everyone's holding still here in the posture. When you exhale, push the first knuckles into the floor, the balls of the feet to the floor. Do it again on the exhale. Push fingers and toes down, elbows and knees towards the back wall, and hips up to one day lock your legs. Now, to get out of it, try to keep the upper body still with the legs, please. Bring your hands back around in front of you, still with upper body touching the legs. Now, the first thing to lift up is the arms. Think arms first, then the head, then the upper back. That's nice, Patty. That's exactly right. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides. That will make a big difference. Just a couple times, you know, per class, lifting here. It's similar as balancing stick and half tortoise, that strength there. So you get to do it more than just in hands to feet pose, right? Okay. Awkward poses. Next, right foot step out to the right. 6 inches between your heels, 6 inches between the big toes. Take a deep breath, bring your arms up in front of you, tricep muscles contracted, shoulders stay down. On your next exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down, feet flat position, maximum body weight on your heels, stick your hips all the way out behind you, and you sit down until your thighs are parallel to the floor, hips touch the chair. All right, keep the feet flat position, distribute the weight equally from the inside to the outside of both feet. That's right, Elizabeth, keep sticking the hips behind you. Now, suck in your stomach, everyone. Good, Shamina. Lift your chest up, lean way back. Try to fall down backwards. Nice one. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay there. Take a deep breath. Go all the way up on your tiptoes maximum. Start with the knees straight in the setup, please. Everything, spine, head, stretching up towards the ceiling. Focus one point and sit down on the tops of the toes. Right away, heels up all the way. That's it, Ellen. Push the big toes down, heels up. Come up higher on the tiptoes. Immediately, hips touch the chair. Thighs parallel to the floor. Push the big toes down, heels up. Now keep the chest up, spine straight, back of the head, back of the hips leaning against the wall. You got it, Larry. Knees up, heels up, upper body one more inch back. Inhale, breathing, come up, feet flat position. Looks good. Sue, third part, come up a little bit on your toes so the knees can come together. Inhale, suck in your stomach. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and sit down slowly. So there is movement. This is a slow, you know, a posture where we're trying to go in slowly, very deliberately, to get the strength in the front of the abdomen, hips, and thighs. Okay, so you'll feel sometimes almost unbearable pressure, but it's not injury. It's just a tremendous use of those muscles to stabilize the body. Keep your knees together. Push them down and forward a little bit, hips hovering right above the heels. Now, keeping the knees together, inhale, slowly come up. Push the feet to the floor. Nice, Alan. Slowly lifting all the way to standing. Okay, right foot steps to the left, arms down by your side. Stand tall and as still as you can. Just do your best and try again. All right, second set, right foot step out to the right. Feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you. As you take that same exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down in the chair. So you have more time in stillness. That's one way you can understand your progress. There's a lot of ways to think about progress, and ultimately, you just try. You're in the present moment. But one of the ways you can understand progress in the class is more time in stillness, and over time, less of the fixing, fidgeting, correcting, right? So you just hold it here. It looks great, Sue. Lean back, way back. Hold it. Inhale, come up. Arms stay there. Now second part, go all the way up on the tiptoes, maximum. As you inhale, suck in your stomach. The whole spine stretches up towards the ceiling without even blinking. Sit all the way down on the tops of the toes, thighs parallel to the floor. Hold it, 10 counts. Good, Carolyn, 9. 8, do heels up again. 7, if they drop, start again. 6, 5, ankles press forward. 4, that's it, Shamina. 3, push big toes down. 2, sit down 1 more inch. 1, all right, inhale, breathing, come up. Feet flat for just a moment. Third part, come up a little bit on the toes. Squeeze your knees together. Before you lower the body, lift the body. Stretch your spine up, Larry, on the inhale. Take a deep breath. I want to see it. And then slowly sit down. I want you, really, it's more important that you see it and feel it than I do. All right? But until you figure it out, I will watch and push you. Keep the knees together. Push them down and forward. And I don't know how long it will take. It took me a long time, 4 years, to suck in my stomach. So you might take 1 year, you might take 6. It really does not matter. It's not anyone's problem. Keep the knees together and down. You just try. That's your main input here, the effort. Come up for 10 counts. 9, 8, you can do it. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right foot to the left, arms down by your sides. Sometimes the question gets asked within our heads, when am I going to be able to do that, right? When am I? You don't have to worry about it, okay? Just try the thing. Now we have eagle posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands. Thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers towards the mirror. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down in the chair. As low as you can, body weight on the heels. Upper body back, couple of inches. Now right leg lift up over the left leg. And my best answer is, well, it's going to happen as soon as your body figures it out. And what's the best way for your body to figure it out is your present moment concentration. So when you try and you concentrate, whatever that thing is will happen as soon as it possibly can. Right? You are on the high speed efficiency path when you simply concentrate and try again. Fresh. Sit down a little more, twisting like ropes. All right, come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands close to the face, but not touching. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach. Bend your knees. Sit as low as you can with your weight to the heels. Bend your knees more. Get down more. Upper body back. Hold it on 2 feet. And now begin. Left leg lift up over the right leg. The setups establish many things in the posture. All right, sit down a little bit more. Body weight to the heel. That's it, Elaine. Yep. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, and you just hold. Total stillness. Breathing always normal. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down. One of the things the setup establishes is alignment, right? With your feet together, sit down. Body weight to the heels is part of ego pose. We're getting that started at the beginning. Right leg lift up over the left leg. Another thing the setups will establish is which muscles to start to use. Try to create pressure between the thighs. Please pull your elbows down more towards your belly button so you feel the arms basically hit the chest and you lift your chest up into the arms. You have a lot of pressure here at arms and chest. Now press the fingers and palms a little flatter. Hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line right below the nose, upper body back at the end. Change again. Come up, feet together, inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Grab your hands, interlacing the fingers if needed. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down. On 2 feet as low as you can. I want you to hang out on 2 feet for a second. All right, see if you can get Larry. Thank you. Body weight on the heels. Upper body back, left leg go. Thank you. For you. On behalf of you, thank you. It doesn't really affect me. okay if you're with the words in the present moment or not. I just want it so badly for you that you move in the present moment, you think in the present moment, pay attention in the present moment. Press the hands a little more, line up hands, elbows, knees, and feet right below the nose, and you just hold, only the breath moving, everything else still. All right, change again. Come up, feet together, inhale, arms over the head, arms down by your sides. Okay, party time if you need it. I like that red mat, Alan. Vibrant. Standing head to knee pose is next. Start with your feet together, please. Toes and heels touching each other. Body weight to the left foot. Bring your right leg up in front of you. Thigh parallel to the floor. Right foot flexed up from the ankle. Stretch the spine up and then go forward. Grab the right foot exactly 2 inches below your toes. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Exactly 2 inches below the toes. If you can't reach it yet, bring your leg up and round the spine some amount. All right, now concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Push your knee back until the leg is perfectly straight. Distribute the weight equally the same all over the left foot, the whole leg locked. You can bring the knee a little higher, Marie, so the leg is just a little bit. There you go. I see, and you're doing a great job. Just, yep, that's a good parallel thigh. Now, once you have the grip, go ahead. Inhale, breathing, right leg lift up and stretch forward. Upper body lifts up a little bit too until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. Elbows relaxed, arms straight. Now take a nice deep breath. Kick the right heel forward. Flex your foot back from the ankle. All 5 toes turning in. Try to get both legs locked so you create a capital letter L shape with the legs upside down. And then once you can balance there with both legs locked, bring the elbows down slowly. Suck in your stomach. Drop the shoulders, everyone, please. Make sure shoulders loose. There you go, Marie. That's good. Kick the heel forward. Try to bend the ankle back just a touch more. Change again. Arms straight, chest up. Looks good, Sue. Right foot down, feet together, arms down. Other side. Take a deep breath. The spine stretches up. Left leg lift up, thigh parallel to the floor. Exhale, round the spine forward. Sucking in the stomach. Grab 2 inches below the toes at your left foot. Make sure you have some interlacing of the fingers. Some interlacing of the fingers and the thumbs under the foot. Concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Push the right butt cheek forward, right thigh forward so the leg is upright. Inhale, breathing, left leg lift up. Go ahead. Maintain equal weight distribution all over the standing foot. Make sure it doesn't go to the heel. And if it does, you just push the right butt cheek forward. Stand tall. Looks great, Carolyn. Now take a deep breath. Everyone, left heel forward. Flex the foot from the ankle. Once you can get both legs locked and maintain the balance, then bring the elbows down. A little bit more shoulders down. Okay, stomach in. Turn the toes back. Just think shoulders drop. Turn the toes back. Kick the heel forward. Left thigh and abdomen contraction. All right, change again. Undo the arms. Bend the left knee. And change all the way. Feet together, arms down. Second set, standing head to knee. Take a deep breath. Pick up the right foot in front of you. Contracting the muscles in the front of the abdomen there to round the spine forward. Grab the foot. And then as soon as you have it, make sure you maintain the interlacing. Little more fingers, Eric. Interlace something, at least the 8 fingers at the tips, and then right leg lift up and stretch forward. This will make sure the shoulders stay level, and then you won't go too far. Most of the time, we go actually too far in the posture. It's rare that someone's not going far enough. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Once both legs are locked, then the elbows come down. But you maintain both legs locked, maintain stomach, and once the elbows go below the calf muscle, slowly, you can go halfway. Tuck your chin halfway to the chest. Hold for a moment. Maybe the rest of the way, touch your head on your knee with your smiling, happy face. All right, come up. Head up. Arms straight. Bend the knee. Feet together. All right, last one. Nice deep breath in. Pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included under the foot and at least the 8 fingers interlaced. And if you can't quite get it yet, more stomach and more spine rounding, little by little, will get you to the interlaced position. And when that happens, then it's time to lift up the leg. Standing leg stays solid, concrete, like a lamppost, no knee. Now squeeze. Once you have the leg up, especially into the second part, squeeze the legs in towards the middle, center plane of the body. Squeeze the legs in towards that. Go ahead, elbows down. So your standing thigh and your kicking thigh, try to squeeze them in towards the middle where the belly button is. Once elbows go below the calf muscle, do it again. Squeeze the thighs in towards the center. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing forehead on the knee, maintaining contraction of the left thigh, stomach in, and thighs squeezing in towards each other. Now slowly head up, then arms straight. You can do it. And lastly, bend the left knee, feet together, arms down. Nice concentration, everybody. Standing bow pulling pose is next. Bring your right hand out in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out to your right, straighten your elbow. Hold the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together on each hand, and left arm up in front of you. So both hands, you have thumb with index fingers. Now, knees together to start with. Ideally, they touch each other. Inhale, stretch the left arm all the way up. Try to touch the ceiling, and now begin. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Try to touch the mirror at your eye level. Simultaneously, kick the right foot all the way back behind you so the right hand, and consequently the right shoulder, gets pulled all the way back, opening up to get the right shoulder invisible behind the left. And then you can kick up, but make sure you kick back all the way, then kick up. Now, throughout the posture, keep your standing leg locked. Focus one point on the left knee or the left thigh. Make sure leg is locked. So then bring the upper body down, keeping the leg locked, body weight a little more to the toes. Now stretch forward and kick up equally the same. Try to touch the mirror. Take a deep breath, kick up, body down, kick. Inhale, kick up just a little more. Change. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Left hand up in front of you, other side, turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together, and the right arm slides up. So you have arm touching with the ear, right arm, this is bicep with the ear right now. In other words, arm with the head. Try to keep your arm with the head. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Now charge your upper body forward. As soon as possible, I want the right arm parallel to the floor. Reach for your eyeballs or your chin. All right, bring the arm down. Kick the left hand all the way back. Good shoulders, Colleen. Kick back so the left shoulder gets pulled back. You twist the spine, twist the upper body to the left. Very good kicking back, Sue. You can bring the right arm down parallel to the floor. Try to touch the mirror at your eye level. Very good, Kay, with the reaching on the front arm. Now keep the standing leg locked. Right thigh muscles contracted. Bring the upper body down from the right hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. It's very nice. Balance of your form there, Megan. Stretch forward and kick up equally the same. Want the right shoulder to slide forward. Right armpit stretching forward. That's right, Elaine, till the shoulder touches with the chin. Body down and kick. Keep stretching forward, kicking up equally the same. You got it, Kay. Just kick a tiny bit harder. Kick, kick one more time. Change. Excellent. Standing bow pulling poses. Any questions at all? All right. I put up a little video on YouTube yesterday about how to do this posture if you can't grab the foot. It's only like 45 seconds. It involves a towel. You guys are all grabbing your foot. But if anyone ever says to you, I can't do that one, you can say, well, hey, look at this. Yeah, sure you can. And I can help. All right, but at least it gives people a clue. Oh, it's okay if I can't grab my foot. We're still going to copy the spine and the balance, right? Okay, let's do second set. Right hand up, turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside. All five fingers together. Left arm slides up. Go ahead. Now take a really nice deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin 20 counts. Charge forward, 19. Kick back, 18. Kick, Ellen, 17. Yes, you can do it. 16, 15, 14. Front arm, 13. I want to go forward, 12. So if you fall, 11. You fall forward, 10. 9. Everybody chin up, 8. 7. Charge forward, 6. Try to touch the mirror, 5. 4. The harder you stretch forward, 3. Better you will balance. 2. When you balance it with the kicking, 1. Beautiful. Change. If you go from side to side, if you're ever falling from side to side, right, first thing to do is more energy forward. So you have so much strength going forward that falling will only happen straight ahead. Okay, now when you do that, you'll maybe fall forward, and then what you do to handle that is kick more. Okay? And falling onto the hand is fine. You'll catch yourself with no problem. All right, left hand up. Turn it out. Hold the ankle. You'll step out of it. The body catches itself. Go ahead, right arm up in front of you. Now, it doesn't mean it has to be super quick, but be deliberate. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, 20 counts. Charge forward, 19. Try to touch the mirror, 18, 17. Little more with the front arm, Eric, 17. There you go, 16. Fingertips to the mirror, 15, 14. Everybody chin up. 13. 12. That's it, Elizabeth. 11. 10. Right leg locked. 9. That's right, Ellen. 8. Let the left arm be pulled back. 7. And relaxed. 6. By kicking harder. 5. 4. Good front arm, Marie. 3. Body down now and kick. 2. Keep the stretch forward. Kick up. Kick one more time. 1. All right. Excellent. Good balance, you guys. Feet together, arms down. It totally changes the posture. Just one little detail. All right, balancing stick poses next. Feet together. Make sure you have room in front of you to step forward. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Everybody chin up, neck visible in the mirror. Inhale, breathing, big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed, come down. Bring your upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the foot facing exactly the ceiling. Come down until you make a capital letter T shape with the body. Chest, rib cage down, but suck in your stomach. Back leg locked, back leg up, stretch forward, go forward, try to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up. Keep your chin up, arms and head squeezing together. Big step onto the left foot, lock both legs, right toes pointed, come down. Bring your upper body down, right thigh lifts up. Suck in your stomach a lot. That's it, Shamina. Lower left abdomen, suck it in, come down. Bring the body weight a little more to the toes, please, than the heel. That's it, Eric. Go forward, stretch forward, try to fall forward, touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together, take a deep breath at the top. Exhale, arms down by your sides. Nice deep breath in and out by the nose. Second set, inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Go ahead, get your grip. Interlace fingers, pointer fingers up. Squeeze your arms into the head, chin up. More chin up than you think. Step forward onto the right foot. Lock both legs. Now take a deep breath and come down, upper body down. Left leg up. It's a short posture, just 10 seconds. So look about 4 feet in front of you on the floor. Come down, leg up. Now take your hands and the back foot and push them in opposite directions. Natural human traction. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very good. Last one, chin up. Take a deep breath. Step onto the left foot. Make sure the chin stays lifted. It doesn't drop even a millimeter. Come down. The only thing you move right now is the left leg hip joint. Every other joint stays in position, muscles contracted to keep them there. Now take the hands, reach forward, back foot, toes, stretch back, come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up, everybody stretch one more. Inhale, breathing, come up, feet together. Arms down by your sides. Standing separate leg stretching is next. You can step to the left side of the mat or turn if you need to at home. Toes and heels touching each other, please. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms parallel to the floor. Palms facing down. Make sure your heels are in one line, feet slightly turned in or pointing straight ahead, but not turned out. Lock your legs, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, then forward towards the mirror. Keep the body weight to your toes. Chin forward, look forward, arms outstretched all the way down. Bring the body down until you cannot see yourself in the mirror anymore and you can't bring the body anymore down towards the floor. Then, at that point, hands to the feet. Hold, ideally, the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all 5 fingers together. If you can't reach the heels, hands can be closer to the toes or even underneath the toes until you can get the legs locked, and then you walk your hands towards the grip. Once you have the heels and legs locked, pull on your heels to stretch your upper body straight down towards the floor. Look forward, chin forward, roll forward. First, the backs of the legs stretch. What you do is contract the front of the thighs. Lift up your kneecaps. Do it again, Ellen. Kneecaps lift up. Thighs contracted. Maybe it's happening. Just hold it there, breathing normally. All right, to change, bring your head up and arms out. Slowly come up. I see that one. Okay. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Nice job. All right, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Are you feeling nauseous, Tanya? Lock your legs. That's okay. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Slowly come forward. Look forward. Keep the body weight to the toes. Arms outstretched. See how close you can get your head to the floor before you move your arms to the feet or your hands to the feet. In this way, you'll use the front. That's nice, Marie. The front of the hips, abdomen, thighs to get your body to the legs. And then the pulling still can happen. There's also pushing. Once you have the hands on the floor, you've got the fingernails and first knuckle on the ground. I want you to push that body part down, the knuckles or fingernails, and the balls of the feet right at the base of the toes. Push those body parts down, hands and feet to the floor. Rolling forward. Looks good, Ellen. Try to flatten the upper back. Elbows touch the shins once you're pulling. Touch your head to the floor right between the feet. All right, slowly come up, head up and arms out. Stand. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down to your sides. Triangle pose is next. Take a nice deep breath. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Right foot, a big step out to your right. Arms down immediately parallel to the floor. Palms face down. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward and arms go back. Inhale, lift your chest up. Turn your right foot all the way out to your right. Make sure the heels stay in one line parallel to the mirror. Now bend your right knee and sit down. Bounce a couple of times. Get your thigh all the way down parallel to the floor. Spine straight in the middle. Now take a deep breath. Suck in your stomach. Arms back. Begin. Tilt your upper body to the right. That's good sitting down. Okay, bring the right arm down, left arm up. Push your right knee towards the back wall and two butt cheeks forward. Turn your head, touch your chin to the left shoulder. These look great. Carolyn, Colleen, Eric, nice. Upper body stays lifted, but sit down little by little until you're touching right between the big and second toe. Push the knee back just a touch more. Ellen, there you go. Two butt cheeks forward. Now turn and twist the upper body back, keeping the left entire leg locked, left heel pressing to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Before you turn the left foot, make sure you do the setup. Hips forward, arms back. Now lift your chest. Pick up the left toes. Turn the foot out, keeping the heel in place. Bend your left knee. At first, it's very difficult to actually do the setup of triangle pose. So 99% of people skip it, right? Sit down all the way, myself included. Get your hips down, spine straight. Inhale, breathing. Go ahead. Tilt your upper body to the left. There's a not even conscious thought process, oh, whatever, I just need to get into it. But the setups of the posture, go ahead, push the left knee back, two butt cheeks forward, chin to the right shoulder. The setups of the postures, in some ways, they activate, right, the muscles of the posture that you're going to work on or wake up or relax. Turn your head a little bit more, chin to the back wall. Now, to increase the twist, as you're pushing the left knee back, bring the left shoulder forward, two butt cheeks forward, chin towards the back wall. Very good twist, Kathy, and stretch the hands away from each other. Now one more, sit down, touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn forward, inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. We're almost to the floor postures, my dear. What do you think? How are they doing? Okay? Second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor, palms face down. So we do four times this setup. All right, this is the third time. Hips forward, arms back. Everybody chest up. Turn the right foot. Just that little bit of opening on the front of the hips really makes a difference. Bend your right knee, sit all the way down. Because right now I want the straight leg outer butt cheek contracting and pushing forward. Can you feel it? The left leg outer thigh and butt cheek contracted, pushing forward. Now go ahead, palms forward, turn your head and go. Triangle pose. Chin and shoulder together. So same thing, the whole time that you sit down more on the right leg, two things very important with the lower body. You push the right foot firmly to the floor as if it's going under the ground, and then the straight leg, outer butt cheek and thigh are contracted. All right, the whole leg locked. That looks great, Ellen. Now you can twist again. Push the right knee back, butt cheeks forward, right shoulder forward, chin to the back wall. A little more, Larry, bottom shoulder forward towards me. Turn and twist. Okay, inhale, breathing, come up. Looks great, Megan. Inhale, come up, turn the right toes forward. Now this is the fourth time. Take a deep breath. When you push the both butt cheeks forward, the right outer thigh and hip wake up. Now when you turn the left foot, go ahead. Try to keep the straight leg strong and pushing forward, just like in the hips forward. Bend your left knee and sit down. So as ideally, all right, as you're sitting down, you keep the straight leg strong, outer thigh and butt cheek strong. Go ahead into the posture, palms forward, chin to the right shoulder, tilt the body. All is one piece. Good, Sue. The straight leg of triangle is so important, and it can get kind of neglected, left out. So from your right heel all the way to the top of the head, you are creating a diagonal line of stretch, but it requires strength. The right heel pushes to the floor to help with it. Now suck in your stomach, turn and twist upper body back. Chin towards the back wall. It's very nice, Megan. Bring the ponytail over the bottom shoulder. Just one more hair. Beautiful. Inhale, breathing, come up. You guys, these look great. Left toes turn in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, arms down by your sides. Standing separate leg. Oh, I didn't even ask if anyone had a birthday. I got so involved with you. Does anyone have a birthday? All right, today, you know Jen S., who leads the 5:30 a.m. classes, short hair. It's her 5-year yoga birthday today. It's not her birthday, it's her yoga birthday. I was so excited. I put it in my Google Calendar as her birthday. So yesterday I said, happy early birthday, Jen. She's like, it's actually my yoga birthday. Anyway, how about that? So exciting. Arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Please tell me these things. I want to know. All right, right foot step out to the right. We can have a little celebration. Keep your arms and head together. Turn on your heels, facing the right side of the room. You okay? Turn the back foot in 45 degrees and left hip forward. Two hips in one line. Inhale. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Now go. Tuck your chin to the chest. Slowly coil down. Bring your forehead to the right knee, keeping both legs straight for a while. All right, if you try with both legs straight and cannot get the head to the knee, bend your knee just as much as you need, just a little bit, as little as is needed. All right, just the amount that you need to get the forehead to the knee. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, just like triangle posture, the back leg locked, back heel pushing to the floor. The leg's at a different angle, but it's similar. Now, keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg a couple of times and slowly come up. Left hip stays forward. Squeeze the legs in towards the middle, in towards the center plane. Excuse me, head comes up last. Turn all the way around. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Take a little bit bigger step than you would like to take, everybody. Stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, go down front side. That's the easiest way to say it. 3 feet minimum, it's true, 3 feet minimum is correct, but another way to do it, just a little wider than you would like, will help get you to the 3 feet. Now, hands on the floor in front of the foot, you can bend the front knee a little bit. Once you have forehead and knee together, please keep them together. Looks good, Ellen. Yes, throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor. Shifting a little more body weight to the front foot. Squeeze the thighs in towards each other and suck in your lower abdomen. Looks good, Elaine. Lock the front leg, keep the chin tucked and slowly come up. Squeeze the legs in towards each other. Arms and head up last. Okay, turn and face the mirror, right foot to the left foot, arms down to the sides. It's really important in this one to take a step that's big enough that it makes you unstable. A little bit unstable, a little bit wobbly, okay? Some people start out with much closer than 3 feet, right? But I'm going to say keep widening it, keep stepping until you feel a little wobbly, okay? And then you can just little by little go to the big step, all right? Arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Right foot step out to the right. Keep your arms there. Turn on your heels. That's a great step, Ellen. That's a good step. Turn on your heels 90 degrees. As long as you have the back heel down, and you can get the left hip mostly forward, that's fine. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale. That's a better big step, Eric. Very good. Keep the left hip forward. Forehead to the right knee. Try to keep the body weight to the front foot the whole time on the way into the posture, during the posture, even on the way out. A little more. See if you can get more body weight on the front leg, Marie, even on the way in. I'll help you with the last one after we do this. Now, everyone, push both feet firmly to the floor. On your back leg, I want the heel pushing down. On the front leg, the base of the big toe presses to the floor. And then you squeeze the upper legs in towards the center, that center plane that intersects the belly button. This nice posture, Megan. Push the knee back a couple of times. Lock the right leg. And now come up, keeping the left hip forward all the way up. That's it. Now turn all the way around. That's a nice wide step, Patty. Keep it a big step on the last one. All right. I would still try bigger step, Marie, and shift maximum body weight to your front foot and then go down. That's it. Keep the body weight on the front foot. Back heel. That looks good, Sue. That's a really nice step. Back leg stays locked. Your back heel pushing to the floor helps you, ideally, get the body weight forward. So imagine the energy going forward in the body. All right, from the back heel all the way up and over the rounded spine, you're sort of pushing the body forward. All right, the belly button sucks in, up towards the ceiling. Sue, that's a really nice one. Keep the chin tucked, throat compressed. Squeeze upper inner legs in towards each other. Now straighten the front leg all the way and slowly come up. What you will find, come all the way up. Head comes up last. Wow, Patty. That's quite a step. Nice job. Turn and face the front, right foot to the left, arms down to your sides. The bigger step actually makes it will happen sooner that your head touches your knee with the leg straighter. If the legs are too close, you'll have to bend the knee quite a bit for most people. So you keep widening. It will also give you the benefit of learning how to balance in that one. Okay, time for tree pose. Stand on your mat, toes and heels touching each other. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and underneath at the toes with your left. Once you have your heel all the way to the top of the thigh, you can bring the right knee down and back. And your aim is the heel underneath the belly button too. So bring the heel as much towards the center as possible. Push the right knee down and back, two butt cheeks forward, stomach in, and then stretch your whole spine up. Center of the chest, but also the upper back, lift up. Make sure you're not leaning or dropping back. Top of the head up. That's great, Marie. Very nice straight spine. Everyone, you can bring the right hand in front of the chest. Keep the shoulders relaxed. Two shoulders in one line. Two hips in one line. Make sure you're pushing the two butt cheeks forward when you try to let go of the foot with your left hand. All right. If the foot slips at all, continue to hold the foot. Otherwise, palms together in front of the chest. Change, please. Right foot down. Bring your arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the thigh and as much into the center, heel underneath the navel as possible, being gentle with the left knee. You can pick the knee up high in order to get the foot up, and then let the knee come down without the foot slipping. Two butt cheeks forward, stomach in. Same principle as triangle pose, same principle as half moon pose. Two butt cheeks forward, stomach in. Go ahead, left hand in front of the chest. That looks good, Ellen. Two shoulders relaxed and in one line. Two hips in one line. I want you to, right 1 inch below the belly button, Elizabeth, pull in and then chest up. That's right. Stand exactly. Keep doing that. Two butt cheeks forward at the same time. That's getting better. Standing up taller, hold it. All right, change. Left foot down, arms down by your sides. Toe stand. Start in tree pose, please. Right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Go ahead. Shift your body weight to the fingertips and then sit down on your heel. Once you can sit down, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Once you can balance there comfortably, bring your left hand in front of the chest. Push the knees down, hips up a little bit, then right hand can come up, palms together. Toe stand, you can change hands to the floor, push your hips up. Grab the foot, stand up in tree pose, and look straight ahead in the mirror. Okay, everybody change, right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Pick your spot on the floor to look at. The edge of the mat's a good start. And slowly bring the upper body forward. Ideally, you don't change the eyes. You focus on that point the whole time. Once you're touching the floor, keep your eyes focused there and sit down on the heel. So concentration training, visual training, right? Once you're sitting down, bring the arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. This time, left toes point to your right, left knee down. Stretch your spine straight up towards the ceiling so much your fingertips can't even reach the floor. They're just right down next to the shoulders. That's good, Marie. Now, chest up, but drop the shoulders. One hand at a time in front of the chest. Looks good, Sue. Chest up, shoulders relaxed. Super stomach in. You can take your time to get out of toe stand. Hands to the floor. Grab the foot if needed to get back into tree pose. And tree pose. Look in the mirror. Change, everybody. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Time for Savasana. Turn around. Relax on your back. Thanks for adjusting your cameras. And if you have any questions out there, please feel free to give me a wave and I'll unmute you for a moment. For Savasana, head towards the mirror, feet towards the back wall. Welcome to yoga class, Lynn. This is the beginning of it for you. Are you 8 or 9? You're 8 and you're going to be 9 in April? Okay. 8's a great time to practice. Wonderful. For those of you online, Lynn's been hanging out in the hot room this whole time, watching, reading, relaxing, right? Laying against the wall. But hey, you're in here and that's amazing. I've had people simply start their practice by being in the room for the whole 90 minutes, not even doing a single posture, just being in the room and training. Being in the room for 90 minutes trains your system to respond to the environment, right? It's a physiological thing that the body needs to adjust to. There's a certain protocol when they do research on athletes, when they're going to test response to heat, they just have them exposed to the environment for 3 weeks before they have them exercise. And they're doing other exercise like running and kind of intense and mouth breathing things. We're not doing that stuff, but the principle still is exposure over time does already have an effect. So just being in here is beneficial. And you can just breathe smoothly. Training yourself to breathe smoothly and relax just in the environment already makes some changes, all right, to your stress response, nervous system, cardiovascular situation. So let's begin. Wind removing pose, right leg lift up. Hold the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee, thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Two shoulders stay on the floor. Now tuck your chin, keeping the head on the floor so the back of the neck stretches and eventually is flat on the floor, no gap underneath. The left foot you can flex back from the ankle. Tuck your chin, pull a little bit harder, freeze. Good, right leg lower down, arms down just for a moment. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers deeply, cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, elbows in close to the sides of the body and keep your head on the floor. Now tuck your chin, look straight down the center line of the chest. The left foot stays totally relaxed, but the right foot, if you turn it back from the ankle, it's going to let the front of the right hip stretch a little bit, also align the right hip so it's not turned out. And this is very nice for the spine and pelvis. Good, change again. Left leg lower, down arms down. Immediately both knees up. Grab your elbows each other a couple of inches below the knees. Nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side. That looks good, Lynn. Now slowly press the chin down towards the throat so the back of your neck stretches and is eventually flat on the floor. Shoulders away from the ears. And breathe smoothly so you feel something. You feel the attempt to breathe. It might not move very much, but you feel it happen some amount. Change. Arms and legs down. Back to Savasana. Heels touching each other. Palms facing up. Let everything settle in one instant. On one exhale, everything can relax. Question, yes. Women's Olympic volleyball team practicing Bikram. I don't know if I knew about that one, the beach volleyball. That's not one that's on my mind, honestly. Very possible, very possible. Yeah. All right, let's do second set. Right leg lift up, interlace your fingers, cross your thumbs, pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. The main two sort of main things in this posture. One is that hip joint and ascending colon, right? When you bend the knee so much, you pull the knee. The other, though, is the spine. So make sure you're trying to keep the two shoulders on the floor, the chin down, because this is a helpful alignment posture before the back strengthening steps. Pull and freeze. Very good. Right leg lower, down, arms down. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers. Amazing abdominal massage. Pull your left knee to the left shoulder, tuck your chin to the chest. Now, changes in position of the spine in all of the postures change the position and movement of the organs during breathing, but this one just has the most intense kind of small area pressure from the left thigh on the abdomen. Pull and freeze. Good, left leg lower, down, arms down. So it's great for the large intestine. Both legs lift up, grab your elbows each other a couple of inches below the knees. If you can't grab the elbows, grab somewhere on each arm, or even using a towel works to make a bridge between the hands. Now head stays on the ground, tuck your chin to the chest. It's normal if you roll from side to side a little bit, all right? As you grow, the spine will get flatter to the floor sooner. Keep your shoulders away from the ears. That's it. And you just breathe in and out by the nose. Change, arms and legs down. Lynn, that's so good. Nice going. Arms down by your sides. You have very good concentration. Just concentrate on your inhale, on your breathing in, then concentrate on your breathing out. Both directions by the nose only is best. All All right, next we do a sit-up. Feet together, flex. Bring your arms overhead, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath. Sit up, now grab the toes. As you're bringing the head to the knees, strong exhalation, double jerk. All right, now turn around for cobra pose. Lie down on your front side. Hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, not sticking up. Pinky fingers in line with the deltoids. That's right. All five fingers together on each hand. No space between the fingers, no gap underneath hands, palms. Everyone, legs and feet together, hips and thighs contract. Inhale, breathing, upper body lift up using 100% back strength. Glued hands to the floor. They don't change. The feet also stay glued to the floor. Now come up a little more. Push the hands down. Lift your chest and rib cage up. That's it, Shamina. So the belly button is touching the floor. Rest of the upper body in the air. Now elbows reach down and back towards the hips. Good, Tanya. Push the fingers flat on the left hand. Knuckles down. Drop the shoulders down. Lift your chin up. Change. Bring the chin to the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. 100% back strength means use all of the back strength you can, but it doesn't mean you're only using back strength. All right, your legs are working in this posture. I want you to push your chest up away from the floor with the arm strength initially to get the whole rib cage off the floor. If you're at that stage where it's just the head up and just the upper chest up, use more arms. When I come up in this posture, my triceps super cramp. My arms feel like tense at first, but then you transfer it to the back muscles. I'll explain. Chin on the floor, bring your hands to the same position underneath the chest. And so please don't be afraid to use the arms. If we were going to do a no arms cobra, well, that would be different, and they do exist, but we're using the hands and arms. Inhale, come up. Push the floor away from you. Push your hands down. That looks good, Patty, to get your whole chest rib cage up. Use your arm strength. That's good, Elizabeth, right there, until the belly button's the last thing on the floor. That's right, Lynn. Push the palms down, legs stay locked. Now come up for five, chin up. Four, push your face straight up, three, towards the ceiling. Two, I want front of the neck stretching. One, change again, chin on the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Can you feel the arms working? A little bit? Okay. One day you do not use the arms, okay? But to even get close to using enough spine strength to do full cobra, we've got to get the body up high enough. If we stay low, it's still better than nothing, okay? But if you stay low, you don't quite get into the back strength the way it is intended. Okay, next, turn the hands over, palms down, slide your arms underneath the body, pinky fingers touching each other side by side, and chin on the floor, neck flat. Lock your right leg, point the toes, right leg lift up. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90, knees straight, toes pointed. Grab the floor with your fingertips, pushing the hands down, trying to push the entire length of the arms to the floor. Change, right leg lower down, relax the right leg, lock your left leg, lift it up, please, knees straight, toes pointed, come up. That looks good, Lynn. Keep the chin forward, everybody, neck as flat as possible on the floor. Come up a little higher, everybody leg up, everybody go up. Change again, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in. So the mouth is on the towel. Readjust the arms. See if they'll get a little straighter. Yep, that's very nice. Looks good, Ellen. Inhale, breathing. Both legs lift up. Everybody come up without bending the knees. That's it. Legs up. Legs together. Legs locked. Now push the hands down. Inhale. Squeeze your upper thighs and lift. Everybody lift. One more. Go up. Lift. Change again. Lower the feet. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touching each other. There's an Ellen and Elaine and Lynn. Good luck. Can you tell when I'm talking to? Okay. Turn your hands over, palms on the mat. Slide your arms underneath the body, please. Pinky fingers not overlapped, but ideally they touch side by side. Yes. Now see if you can slide the chin forward closer to the mirror. Neck flattens one day to the floor. Right leg lift up. Begin, please. 10 counts. Go up. 9. 8, upper right thigh, 7, lifts up, 6, a little bit higher, please, 5, keep going, 4, you got it, Sue, 3, lift up, 2, 1, right leg down. Slide the chin and chest forward one more time, left leg lift up, 10 counts, begin, 9, 8, lift up higher, 7, come up and hold it, 6, lock the leg, Eric, 5, the left leg, 4, that's it, 3, now lift it up, 2, lift up more up, 1, left leg down. We are trying to get to the limits of strength in this one. Turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Arms straighter if possible, if they're not straight yet. All right, now inhale, breathing, begin both legs. 10 counts, go. 9, legs up, 8, 7. It's okay to struggle a little bit. 6, push hands down, 5, inhale, 4, lift up, 3. You got it, Elizabeth. 2, 1 more, lift up. 1, really nice. Lower the legs. Take your arms out, turn your head to the left. You can get your arms out from underneath. There you go. Let your legs and hips completely relax. Full locust pose is next. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the side, straight out from the center of the chest. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Keep your legs and feet together as if you have one cobra tail, one leg. Don't open it. Inhale, breathing. Begin. Lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones are touching the floor. Looks good, Patty. Arms are great. Now bring your arms up, everybody, until the fingertips are as high as the top of your head. You can see this in the mirror. And then lift your chest up. That looks good, Marie. You can push the chin up. We're trying to stretch from the collarbones to the chin. So push the face straight up towards the ceiling. You got it, Colleen. Chest up, exhale, go up. Change again, lower the chin, hands and feet to the ground. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Marie, in both cobra pose and this one and bow pose, it is quite good to push the chin up, face up. What we're not doing is dropping the head back, okay? But you can lift. When you lift the chin up, almost like the chest, collarbones, and chin are all going up together, you're going to get a really good neck strengthening back bend. The thing to avoid that some traditions say, they'll say never bend the neck back, but my understanding of what is being avoided is something like this, where it's like a little crunch at the bottom of the neck. And that's what it's not that great. So I understand why that is sometimes a thing. But as long as when you lift the chin up and back bend, think of the collarbones going with it. Then you'll get a nice even back bend on the neck. All right, let's try again. Chin on the floor, arms out to the sides, all 5 fingers together. All right, and so you can do, go ahead, everything lift up, arms, head, chest, legs. Larry, get your chest up sooner. I want you guys all to go up as high as you can and then try to maintain that position with normal breathing. Push the chin and face up, stretching from collarbones to the chin. Looks good, Patty, arms up and back, 3, legs up, 2, exhale, come up, 1 more, 1. Lower down, please. Chin, hands, and feet touch the ground. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. How is your neck, Marie? Does it bother you at all?
Yeah. I need to work on it.
Yeah. All good. You're doing great. You're very strong in the shoulders, Marie. I can see sometimes this still wants to just a little bit tense up. Not too bad. Not too bad. But just a little bit. So anytime you can lift the chest and chin together with the shoulders relax. It's so much coordination, right? Like how can you lift here without hunching? And you just keep on repeating, right? It's very nice. All right, let's do bow posture. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold your feet from the outside just below the toes. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Thumbs with index fingers. The knees as wide as the hips and shoulders. Now take a nice deep breath. Eyeballs up. Start to kick, please. Knees and thighs come up. Everybody start to kick. Kick continuously. Now same thing here. Once you cannot kick anymore, head goes up a little more. Now the head weighs something, right? The head has some mass there. So when you lift your chin up, make sure you maintain or increase the kicking power. That looks good, Megan. See if you can roll forward onto the soft part of the abdomen. That's it, Sue. Now keep kicking. Everybody kick up. Everybody look up. Kick up one more. Change. It's a nice one, Patty. Chin and knees come down. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Let the heels separate. All right, second set, bow pose, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes. Get a nice tight grip, a squeezing grip on the feet. so that your wrists can relax. Looks good, Colleen. Inhale, breathing, begin. Look up and kick up. Most of the strength power is the kicking. Also, you can lift the chin and face up like in the last posture in Cobra Pose. Kick up so that your hands get pulled up, your shoulders get pulled a little bit. Nice stretch across the front of the chest. Roll forward onto the abdomen. That's it, Eric. Get your thighs up, everybody. Five. Keep kicking. Four. Three. Take a nice inhale. Two. Everybody look up. Kick up. Larry, look up. One. Change. Calm down. All right, arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Fixed firm pose is next. Come up to the top of the mat. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together just for a second. It's the first time we're bending the knees so deeply. Then lift your hips up just a little bit. Separate your feet. Lower your hips to the floor right between your heels. No gap between heels and the hips. Once you can sit down comfortably all the way to the ground, put your hands on the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Once the elbows are down, bring the head, back of the head, eventually shoulders, whole upper body. You can do that. Bring your legs together, Tanya. Point the toes, chest up. All right, when you're all the way back, arms over the head, grabbing your elbows each other. Pull your forearms into the floor. Tuck your chin to the chest. Lifting the chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling. Change, please. Hands to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Come up. Just make sure the knees stay on the floor, please. Spine straight in the middle. Chin down. Turn around. Relax on your back. I'll usually, Tanya, just recommend people do that for one set, and then the other set, start on your hands and knees and just see what you can do with the knees and feet. You might not go back at all, but testing and just pushing that limit of the sitting down part is good, okay? All right, feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. All right, second set, everybody. Sit on the heels at the top of the mat, and then you can start the posture. Only open the feet exactly enough so the hips can fit right between the heels, but no gaps between heels and the hips. Oh, look at you. You can almost sit down to the floor, Tanya. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Now, you can separate the knees if that helps. Go ahead back once your hips are on the floor. Hands to the feet, elbows to the floor. Then head and then shoulders. Just sitting in this deep knee bend, even if you don't go back very far, is really important for circulation in the legs. If you have to back out of it a little, if you went a little too far, back out a little bit, but keep as much bend as you can with normal breathing. Everyone who's back, tuck the chin, lift your chest up. You may bring the knees back together, but make sure the knees always stay on the ground. Good, change again, hands to the feet with help of the elbows, come up, chest up, spine straight. Turn around, please relax on your back. Smooth breathing in and out by the nose. Next is half tortoise, feet together, flex arms over the head, inhale, full lungs, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, let's do half tortoise, turn around, sit on the heels. We'll just do one set only of half tortoise posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs, keep your chin up. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, come forward, keeping the chin up and arms with your ears for as long as possible. Chin up and arms with your ears, good Shamina. Until you touch the floor is the goal. Now just the side edge of the pinky fingers touch the floor. Rest of the arms in the air. Take a nice deep breath. Stay in the posture. Keep stretching forward. We'll stay here for several breaths. Every time you inhale, suck in your stomach and see if you can reach just a little further. Shoulder blade scapula getting pulled forward. That looks great, Kay. And the hips pressing towards the heels. So you have tremendous decompression of the spine, but also movement of the rib cage on the breathing that helps you use the lower parts of your lungs. Now, in your mind, the arms are going to come up first. Inhale, breathing, arms, head, and then upper back, lift up. Arms down by your sides. Very good. Turn around, relax on your back. Megan, is it a knee issue? Yes, one or both? Okay, the left one? Yeah. Okay, just checking on you. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, let's do camel pose, everyone. Going right into it, stand up on the knees at the top of your mat, 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between the feet. Put your hands on the hips at the lowest, better to bring the hands up higher on the low spine. Pinky fingers side by side one day. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, drop your head back, and breathe smoothly. That's good. Look straight back behind you, never left or right. Look for something on the wall, then you look down the wall for the floor. Right hand only, grab the right heel. Thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Then left hand down, grab the left heel. You can keep your hands up there, Lynn, that's perfectly fine. Pretty soon enough, you'll grab. Full palm grip on each heel. Now take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Everyone, keep pushing hips. Larry, a little more hips forward. Keep pushing. Don't stop pushing. There you go. Now bring your hands back up to the spine or hips. Push your hips forward, chest up. Come on out of it. Spine straight. Turn around, relax on your back. Any questions on camel pose or back bending? Thank you. Some of you, I ask every year, and I'm asking a little more regularly this year, just for a little Christmas present. And all the Christmas present is can you leave a review on the Google page? 5 minutes of your time. That's a really cheap Christmas present, right? I will, if you guys want to out online, I can send you, I'll put the link in the chat if you're interested. But it's really nice for people to get a range of your experience, right? Whether you're online and doing it, you know, with me very occasionally, or whether you're here every day, everyone's got something unique to share that might click with somebody else. So anyway, I'll put it up if anyone is so inclined. I would appreciate it very much. And thank you to those of you who did the other day. I was on a roll with it. Okay, so it's easy once I get you the link. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Strong exhalation. Head to the knees. Second set, camel posture. Turn around, stand up on the knees again. Now, remember from the standing, I mentioned this, the breathing is as important as the back bend itself. Okay, so get your hands up. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, drop the head back. At all moments, either you're inhaling or exhaling, and I want you to know what you're doing, whether it's inhaling or exhaling, at all moments of the back bend. Go back halfway, stop in the middle. The hands can stay there if it's needed, but then you're going to bring a hand down, bring the other hand down. Now, at the same time that you're pushing the hips forward, concentrating on the breathing, on purpose, I want you to relax on the front, from the chin to the collarbones, collarbones to the belly button bound to the knees, everything opening, relaxing. Keep pushing hips forward so the back side of the body strong, front side of the body nice and open. Patty, that's a nice one. Get your hands back up, everybody. Now, inhale, push both hips forward, chest up, spine straight in the middle, chin down. Good. Turn around as soon as you can, relax on your back. All right, feet together, flex arms over your head. Take a deep breath. Sit up. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, now we have rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on your heels at the back of the mat. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing, go down front side. Bring your forehead to the knees. Automatically, top of your head will touch the floor. Lift your hips up, roll forward like a wheel, until the arms, elbows are straight. You may walk the knees right, left towards the head. Just make sure you do not turn the head or move the neck. Press the feet to the floor. There's pressure, please, underneath the feet. Maximum of 30% of the weight on the head. Suck in your stomach, lift your hips up just a little bit more, hold it. Change, lower the hips down. Inhale, breathing, upper body comes up. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. Concentrate on just one inhale at a time, right? Just one inhale, one exhale. But the inhale might take you 3, 4, 5 seconds. So try to concentrate on the whole thing. And then same on the exhale. All right, feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk, head to the knees. All right, second set, rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on the heels. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs outside. First, take a deep breath. The spine stretches up towards the ceiling and go. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale. Bring your head in close to the stomach to get your head to the knees. Good, Carolyn. And then once they're together, please keep them together. Head and knees don't separate. Roll forward, lift up your hips. Try to maintain a really strong grip between your palms and the heels, or even the sole of the foot 1 inch closer to your toes from the heel. This will help you get a little more stretch in the lower back. That looks good, Eric. Now squeeze your heels in towards each other. Nice one, Elizabeth. When you exhale, suck in your stomach and then leave it in on your next small inhale, then suck it again on the exhale, roll forward. Good, change again. Lower the hips all the way down to the feet and body comes up. These look great. Turn around, relax on your back. Do you need anything, Tanya? Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. When that happens, when you feel like, okay, conditions are not ideal, super focus on your breathing. Super focus on your breathing, okay? Whatever, and then whatever you can do, you can do. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden everything will be solved, but it will make it the best that it can be. Whatever conditions from this morning or yesterday or this whole week, right? Sometimes we show up with all kinds of stresses. But if you put your focus on moment-by-moment concentration on the breathing, you will have the best possible situation for the moment. It's not yesterday's or last week's. It's just this one. Okay, feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Okay, head to knee pose, sit facing the mirror, right leg out corner-wise. Bend your left knee, creating pressure between sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right, grab your right foot just below the toes. Please pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. So the heel comes off the floor in the air, and then go down front side, just like rabbit pose, chin to the chest, stomach, and put your forehead on the right knee. Now, if you cannot get the head to the knee, bend your knee, but just enough to get the knee and forehead together. Yes, Elaine, from the ankle, pull the foot, flex the foot. Roll into the center, but keep both hips on the floor. Left shoulder down, left knee down, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up again. Now, switch the legs. Legs out 45 degrees each. So the spine is in the middle, legs out equally to both sides. Then you turn to the left leg. Grab the left foot 2 inches below the toes. Your pelvis faces forward, and each leg out equally 45 degrees. All right, now forehead to the knee. Go ahead, pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. Push the knee down with your forehead and roll in enough to get the two shoulders in one line, right shoulder down, right knee down, keeping two hips on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Now bring the legs straight out in front of you, lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing. Come up again, grab your big toes. First two fingers, wrap all the way around the big toe on each foot. Walk your hips back, right, left, 10, 15 times to get the legs straight. And the pelvis more upright and starting to tilt forward. Now pull on your toes without intermission. Flex the feet from the ankles, inhale, breathing. Slowly push your knees down. Maintain all 10 toes turning back, especially the pinky toes. Slowly, gently push the knees down. Now, once you can get the legs locked, thighs contracted, and heels off the floor, and slowly stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Feet look good, Elaine. Tops of the thighs, contraction. Looks good, Ellen. Chest, breastbone comes forward. Upper back flattens a little bit. Touch your head to your feet. Inhale, breathing, come up. You turn around, relax on your back. I swear I've said this I have said this before, but today felt like the first time ever that I pulled my toes the whole time. Like, honest to goodness, I was pulling my toes the whole time. One of the things we do in stretching pose is get into an intense stretch from the feet up. Start with the feet, then the ankles, then the legs. And you learn to relax while you have that intense sensation on the backside of the body. So that's one of the reasons it's important not to go far quickly that then makes you pop out of it. It's a totally different state of being, right? You're like, okay, here I go. Now I gotta relax or I'm not gonna make it. I have no choice. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes. And what a great thing to be forced to do, right? Turn around, sit facing the mirror. You sort of force your own self to relax. Right leg out, arms overhead, turn your upper body to the right, grab the foot. I mean, you don't have to. You can d- do this class in a stress mode, right? It's possible. And I did it for a long time. I was like, I gotta go. And even if I was mouth breathing, I still got benefit. So please stay, please keep coming. Because you'll figure it out eventually, okay? When you're ready. Sooner the better, but it's never too late. Okay, inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, right leg in. Turn your upper body to the left, grab the foot 2 inches below the toes, pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, go down front side, forehead to the left knee. Good foot flexing, Shamina. Roll the upper body in just enough to get 2 shoulders in 1 line. Looks good, Ellen. Good, Elaine. Right elbow can come down a little bit. There you go. And now both elbows will equally come down towards the floor. Looks great, Sue. Suck in your stomach. Get your head in closer to your stomach, everybody. Change again. All right. Bring the legs straight out. Lie back for your sit-up. As soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing, come up. Grab the big toes. Now walk your hips back. Take a second. Scooting back. You can even grab your hips and pull them back behind you. All right. Just get the butt behind you instead of underneath you. Now sit up nice and tall so you have room to breathe. Chest up, stomach in. Now take a deep breath. Pull the toes. You can do it slowly. Pull continuously. Flex the feet. Turn the pinky toes back. Now if that all stays, that all remains, then push the knees down. Pull the toes towards your belly button, everybody. Pull the toes towards the chest, breastbone coming forward. Once the legs are locked, you can stretch forward. That's good pulling, Caroline. Keep pulling. Now breathe smoothly. 5, don't move. 4, hold still on your inhale, 3, on the exhale, 2, come forward just a little more, freeze, 1, nice, okay, inhale, breathing, come up, turn around, relax on your back, all right, nice to see all of your efforts, so great, all right, feet together, flex, arms over your head, inhale, breathing, sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right. Have spine twisting posture. Turn around, sit facing the mirror, or left side of the room, sorry. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor. Put your right foot flat on the floor so the heel touches the knee and 2 hips are on the ground. Inhale, left arm up, try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the left knee. Sorry, that's the right knee. Push the knee back, then turn your hand over so the left hand is grabbing the left knee, or grab the edge of the mat. Then right arm swings behind you slowly, hand on your back, palm facing out. Turn your head and twist the whole upper body to the right. You got it. Keep both hips on the floor, so lean to the right as needed, so you're sitting equally on both sides of the pelvis. Then inhale, lift your chest up. It's very nice, Megan. Both shoulders down, twist. Take a nice deep breath. Twist to your right. Look past the right shoulder. One more stomach in, twist. Okay, untwist the spine. Switch your legs. Now the right leg under. Put your left foot over, heel touching the knee, 2 hips on the floor. The right toes point back. Make sure you're not sitting on the heel. Inhale, right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over. The left knee, push your knee back. Right hand holding the right knee. Left arm behind you. Hand on the back. And now twist to your left. Look past the left shoulder. Eyeballs both to the left without lifting or dropping the chin or eyes. Lean a little bit forward and into the left hip, so you have 2 hips on the floor. Now right arm presses against the knee. Left arm presses towards the back wall. Twist, 1 more to the left. Very nice. Untwist the spine, undo the arms. Relax on your back. And we'll finish with the breathing exercise in just a moment. Inhale smoothly and exhale smoothly. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhalation, double jerk, head to the knees. All right. Now we have the breathing exercise. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Put your hands on the thighs, elbows locked. Shoulders stay down, masks on the face, please. Thank you. All right, now we're going to do 60 exhales quickly. There's no effort on the inhale. You simply exhale by sucking in the stomach and then relax, and the inhale will happen automatically. Focus 1 point in front of you. Let's begin, please. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Belly goes in, 5, 6, 7, 8. Looks very good in the room. 2, 3, 4. Suck it in very quick. Exhale. But then you need to let the abdomen relax completely. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven, eight. Very quick snap. But then you let it go all the way out. Five, six, seven, eight. The more you can let the abdomen go out, better the inhale will be. A little stronger. Last five, four, three, two, one. All right, take a nice inhale and an exhale. We always start after an exhale. Swallow a couple times if you need, and let's begin. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Keep the chest up. Exhale. Very quick, short snap. So you won't exhale quite as much as on the slow ones, but exhale as much as you can, staying on the pace. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. As much air as possible out of the body on the clap. A little stronger. Keep the spine straight. You can do it. Five, four, three, two, one. Take a nice inhale. Smooth exhalation. Very nice practice. Everyone, please turn around. Relax on your back for Savasana. Breathe smoothly in by the nose. Breathe smoothly out by the nose. I just left the link in the chat if anyone would like to write any details. That would be so great. On the Google page. It's where people search. Facebook's an option too, but not everyone's on that. I'm hardly on it these days, so it's just nice to get a variety, right? There's different things. You guys all get different things because of where you're coming from, maybe injuries you've had, different states of mind, background. So the more the better. That was a really nice practice. Megan and Marie, nice to see you again. Thanks for joining the class. Really nice. And also feel free to leave any questions in the chat with contact info if you'd like any response. I'm happy to be in touch. Maintain concentration on the breathing for a couple more minutes if you can. Make sure to hydrate. Lynn, great job. I'm so glad to see you today. You're welcome anytime, okay? Very nice. Great concentration. All right, everyone, I'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful rest of your day.